Good morning, art historians, and welcome to the Italian Architecture Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Elise Grog, here with fellow host Michael Foley, and we are so excited to dig into our building of the week located in Rome, Italy.
Today, we have quite the piece to look at, as we are covering the El Gesù Church, originally created by the architect Giacomo della Porta and fresco painter Giovanni Battista Gualli. El Gesù was founded and funded by the patron Alexander Farnese, an enormously rich, powerful, and art-loving cardinal.
There are so many people to give credit for this amazing church. There is also so much content to the visual aspects of the church that we are so interested to learn about.
We are excited to dig in deeper with you into the wonders El Gesù holds. Today on the show, we'll have two famous architects and historians to share with us more of this amazing church. So let's begin.
Our first guest of the day is a famous architect. You may know her from second hour AP Art History. She loves to study the brilliant architecture of old churches, and she has recently studied Il Gesù in great detail. So Julia, how does Il Gesù stand out from other churches?
Well, what's interesting about the architecture of Il Gesù is how simple and straightforward the exterior of the church is compared to the complexity and magnificence of the interior. As you approach the church, the first portion that the viewer sees is the facade, or the front of the building. It lacks any major ornamentation or decoration, and is essentially a large white wall composed of two orders and topped with a triangular pediment. Across the face of the building are the name of the patron, Cardinal Farnese, and the letters IHS, which is an interpretation of Jesus' name. Moving on to the interior of the church, the viewer is immediately brought to the nave, which is the wide and tall central portion of the church, intended to accommodate many people. Lining the nave are paired Corinthian columns made of ornate materials such as Sicilian jasper, ochre marble, and other rich materials. At one end of the nave is the apse, a semicircular projection which contains the altar or shrine. This apse is very large and well lit, especially in comparison to other churches of the time. Within the church are many sculptures, frescoes, and paintings, further contributing to the intricacy and beauty of the church.
That's truly astounding. Il Gesù is a church you definitely should not judge based upon the exterior. It may seem simple, but inside it holds so much value. The outside is more Renaissance, but as you transition to the inside, it is Baroque, so you get a more intricate and detailed feel. Thank you so much for all your expertise, Julia. Our next guest is Holly. She is also from second hour AP Art History, and she is here with us today to talk about Il Gesù and its relation to the Protestant and Catholic Reformation.
The Protestant Reformation began with Martin Luther's 95 Theses. Luther was a seminary figure in the Protestant Reformation, for he posted the 95 Theses, which questioned the corruption and indulgences of the Catholic Church, to the doors of the Wittenberg Castle Church. The Protestant Reformation went from 1517 to 1648. With many Catholics converting to the Protestant movement, the Catholic Church wanted to win people back.
And the most prevalent form of drawing in these new patrons was the churches drawing inspiration from earlier Baroque periods, creating some truly extravagant features that would leave the viewer awestruck when entering the church for the first time. This is especially true for the frescoes in the ceilings of these churches, and this week's El Gesù is no exception.
With a title like Triumph of Name of Jesus, you could tell that no expense spared, painted by Giovanni Battista Gualli in the 17th century. Many of the designs that painters like Giovanni would bring to life were often influenced by the Council of Trent, the Catholic Church's council that was focused on fighting the Protestant Reformation.
And inside this fresco, we as the viewer get to see firsthand what the afterlife is like. In the center, there is a soft light radiating towards these angelic figures that seem to be floating up the ceiling. Then as we gaze lower down, we see a transition from warmer tones to some that are cooler, which really helps to contrast the apparent chaos in the lower portion of this fresco. This chaos really strikes a balance between the serenity of the sacred space and the harsh reality that non-believers were faced with.
The beautiful painting and facade was meant to strike the viewer, hopefully enough to inspire them to convert to Catholicism. Biblical stories and figures on the walls and ceilings were outstanding and detailed.
Thank you, Holly, for coming on today and for helping with our research for this church.
Thank you so much again for all of our listeners today.
And once again, we'd like to thank our guest speakers for coming on, Julia and Holly, for their amazing expertise on El Gesù.
It's truly so amazing learning more about Italian churches. more specifically Il Gesù, because it has astounding architecture and a beautiful, breathtaking fresco on the ceiling.
Il Gesù most definitely stands out from the rest of Italian churches. Thank you again for all our listeners. I'm Michael with my co-podcaster, Elise, and we hope for you to join us again on Italian architecture.